Today, my dear faithful, is the feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the epistle is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth, he had not yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with his bounds and set a law to the waters that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him, forming all things, and was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world. And my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, ye children, hear me. Blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear an instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, and that watcheth daily at my gates, and waiteth at the post of my doors. He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. My delights were to be with the children of men. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On Saturday, December 9th, 1531, my dear faithful, a pious middle-aged man was on his way to attend Mass in Mexico City. This man lived about 15 miles away from the chapel. Yet, despite being 57 years old and a humble peasant with only his own 2 feet to walk upon, still, he was on his way there. On he walked the 15 miles until he drew near a hill called the Tepeyac Hill. There in the valley beside it, he heard heavenly music and beheld a glorious, brilliant light. Then an even more heavenly and glorious voice called out his name, Juanito, Juan Dieguito. In English, this means my little Juan, little Juan Diego. In the Aztec language, which was the original language of these words, little meant dear. The man Juan Diego approached this resplendent light, and he saw a young maiden standing there atop the hill. This lady wore clothing much like his own people's. Even her features resembled his Indian people. But everything about her, every detail, was resplendent. As soon as he drew near to her, Juan bowed before this beautiful lady. Then that same melodious voice sounded again. Juanito, least of my sons, where art thou going? Juanito, she called him again, the same form a mother would call her son. However, Juan must have seen how, while so majestic as this lady was, she was still very young, far younger than his own 57 years. And so he called her, my lady and my child. And then he told her he was on his way to Mass and to receive instruction from the priest. Know and take heed, the lady said to Juan, thou the least of my sons, that I am Holy Mary, ever virgin, mother of the true God, for whom we live, the creator of all the world, maker of heaven and earth. Mary then told Juan why she appeared to him then. I urgently desire that a temple should be built to me here, to bear witness to my love, my compassion, my succor and protection. For I am a merciful mother to thee and to all thy fellow people on this earth who love me and trust me and invoke my help. I listen to their lamentations and I solace all their sorrows and their suffering. Then Our Lady bid Juan to go to the Bishop of Mexico, the first bishop of South America, and tell him of her desire that here in the valley a temple should be built to me. My lady and my child, Juan immediately answered, I will gladly go to accomplish your will. With this assurance, let me take leave of you, my little daughter, my child, and my lady. Rest quietly in the meanwhile until I come again. Off Juan went to see the bishop, but the bishop's servants did not treat him kindly when he arrived there. They made Juan wait and ridiculed him. Despite this treatment, eventually Juan made it in to see the bishop, and he told him all about the vision. I saw a great light shining behind the summit of the hill. I thought it was the sunrise. Instead, it was the Blessed Virgin. The bishop, upon hearing this, used the church's usual caution towards visions, thanking Juan for coming to tell him, but to return at another time. Juan Diego, while disappointed, humbly obeyed and returned to the hill where Mary was waiting for him. My lady, least of my daughters and my child, I went where you sent me and obeyed your orders. I delivered your message exactly as you told me. The bishop received me kindly, but when he answered me, it seemed as if he did not believe me. Again, Mary sent her little Juan back to the bishop. Again, the bishop's servants mocked him and made him wait. And again, the bishop did not accept his story. However, there was this difference this time. The bishop asked for a sign, a proof from this lady that she is truly the Mother of God. Juan Diego returned to Tepeyac Hill, where Mary waited him, and told of this new disappointment. Then he complained to her, and he said, "Send someone important for this task, someone the bishop will believe." The Blessed Virgin smiled at this, and she told Juan to return the next day. Eventually, Our Lady miraculously put an image of herself on Juan's tilma, his cloak, and she proved thereby to the bishop and to all the Indian people that she was truly the Mother of God. There are many wonderful things about that tilma and this apparition in general, but what always especially strikes me about it is how tender this vision is. Mary and her son Juan had such respectful and loving terms for each other. Throughout the whole apparition, you can almost hear the smile, the tender warmth that the Blessed Virgin Mary used in every word. Another striking truth about this is the meaning of the title that she called herself, Guadalupe. The name Guadalupe is actually a bit of a mistranslation. Our Lady spoke in the Aztec language to Juan Diego, and the word she used was the Aztec Cuatlasupe. When the Spanish heard this, Cuatlasupe, they associated it with their own word, Guadalupe. But the original Aztec word, Coatlisupe, means she who crushes the serpent. Centuries after this apparition at Guadalupe, when Our Lady gave the world the miraculous medal, that was the symbol Our Lady used for her Immaculate Conception, that she crushed the devil. What a beautiful contrast in the vision of Guadalupe, my dear faithful. How tender Mary is with Juan, and yet the title she gloried in at this visit was her crushing the devil and sin. How like the verse in the Canticle of Canticles, which the Church applies to Our Lady. Thou art beautiful, O my love, sweet and comely as Jerusalem. And then the very next line, terrible as an army in battle array. How lovely is Mary, the Mother of God. What a marvel of perfect, sinless love she has for God. And what a tender heart she has for all of us, her children. She loves each of us, from the greatest to the least, with such a tremendous love, or as we read in today's epistle, my delights were to be with the children of men. And with her stainless heart, so dear to God, and filled with love for us, what awesome power she has to resist the devil and to protect us from sin. The vision of Our Lady of Guadalupe was the great means of conversion in South America. Before it, just a trickle of converts were had in South America. But within a few years after her visit to Mexico in 1531, Our Lady won over 8 million Indian converts to the Catholic faith. And what was it the Indians were converted from? A pagan religion that routinely demanded human sacrifice. St. Paul tells us that all pagan religions are really devil worship. And no greater proof of this exists than the practice of murdering a fellow human being in his worship. It was Mary that saved these people from such a degrading religion, my dear faithful. And she is the one who will save us as well. Our Lady tenderly loves all souls, and with her sublime power with her divine Son, she will move mountains for us, even touch the cold stone hearts of those lost in sin. By erecting a temple in Mexico, a land of sin at that time, the Blessed Mother converted an entire nation, because through that physical temple, she built a shrine in the hearts of all her beloved peoples of the Americas. We share in that title, my dear faithful. We too are people of the Americas. Our Lady appeared at Guadalupe for us as well. And she did so as a reminder to be tenderly devoted to her. She is our fair mother, and we are her little children, her least and dearest, as she referred to Juan Diego. I encourage you then to turn to Mary frequently every day, my dear faithful, as any child looks to his mother. Build a shrine for Mary in your heart and your mind. Share your life with her. Ask her help in your trials. Thank her for your joys. And know when the devil offers temptation, she will be terrible as an army in battle array, as she fights for your salvation. What can Mary not do, my dear faithful? If with a single operation she turned a trickle of converts into a full tide of millions, what can she not do for you? If only you turned to her as readily as the Indian people did. She will rejoice to rest in your heart. For as Holy Mother the Church explains for her, her delights are to be with the children of men, that she may lead all mankind, and you in particular, to eternal bliss. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.